In downtown Corpus Christi sits the fourth oldest building still standing in the coastal bend. The 1914 Nueces County Courthouse sits mainly abandoned except for the city vehicles parking behind it. But many of the residents don't know the history or what the courthouse has done for Corpus Christi, and by many, it's currently seen as an eyesore. Professor James Clean, part of the Social Science Department at Del Mar College, provides a bit of information on the history behind this building.
So I'm a member of the Nueces County Historical Commission. I got involved in helping to preserve the 1914 courthouse. Actually, the Texas State Historical Commission got involved as well. The county applied for and received a grant for several million dollars to help refurbish the courthouse. This was about maybe 2007, 2008 or so. And utilized that to help refurbish, to do some facing, repair some of the facing on the outside of the courthouse. Unfortunately, ran short of funds after that. And so that kind of got put on to a halt. But that did create some strings attached to that. So the State Historical Commission said that you can have this money on the condition that it not be destroyed, not be demolished anytime before 2028. And so we're about 5 years out from that now. So that's been kind of hanging fire because there's been talk about trying to tear it down. Personally, I think I'd like to try to see someone try to find a way to utilize the building. It's quite sturdy. I know people have said a number of times that it's unstable. I think at one point, one of the county commissioners brought in engineers to look at the courthouse and determined that it was no longer structurally sound and was going to demolish it then. Well, the Texas Historical Commission brought in their own engineers, conducted a similar study, and found that it was, in fact, structurally sound. So it hasn't budged now in, 109 years.
One of the biggest things the 1914 Nueces County Courthouse is known for is for serving as a hurricane shelter, especially for the 1919 hurricane that hit South Texas. With Robert Simpson, who survived the hurricane in the courthouse and went on to help invent the Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Wind Scale.
So yes, there were, I don't know about individuals specifically, but I know that there were several people who weathered the 1919 hurricane, that's the worst one we've had here in Corpus Christi, weathered that at the 1914 courthouse. It was already just 5 years old at that point. It actually survived another hurricane back in 1916 as well that came through the area. It was pretty severe, less severe than the 1919 hurricane, but yeah, there were several hundred people in Corpus Christi that died in 1919. Those who stayed at the courthouse did not, because they were able to go to one of the higher levels, higher floors, during the storm surge. So I have not been in the courthouse myself, but I've seen photos of the inside, even after it's been abandoned now, and you can still see that it has wonderful bones inside. There's marble balusters and columns inside. It's a very sturdy building. There's a reason that it survived the hurricane in 1916, 1919, 1933 again, the 1950s, the 1960s, Hurricane Celia in 1970 as well. It's one of the few buildings from that early part of the 20th century that's still standing yet in the 21st century.
While the courthouse has been out of use since 1970, there have been attempts to fix and refurbish the courthouse. They just haven't ended successfully.
So the last time that this came up was probably about 7 or 8 years ago. Then at the time, as I said, one of the county commissioners wanted to try to demolish it. The State Historical Commission said and stepped in and said, you still got this lien. We have this lien on the building. You can't touch it until 2028. They would like to see it redone as well, refurbished. A number of other communities, other counties in the state have refurbished their courthouses up in, I think it's in Collin College, Collin County, but also in Victoria County as well. Very nice courthouses up there. It would take a great deal of money, but I don't know that there's any I've heard no interest in that recently. I guess about 5 years ago, the county judge, Barbara Canales at the time, brought in a group from Ohio that said they had an idea, a plan on how to refurbish the courthouse. But they never got beyond the planning stages. That seems to have kind of stalled out.
One of the projects that was attempted recently suggested turning the courthouse into a modern hotel with 159 rooms. The renovation would have cost $52 million, but came to a halt when it was discovered property taxes are owed on the building.
So the courthouse property passed from county property into private hands for a period of time, and then for a number of years, those property taxes had not been paid on it. It's kind of reverted back to the county now, but the question is who's going to pay for these back taxes? And so you're right, that is kind of a hang-up right now as well.
If the city was to start a project to refurbish the courthouse, would you want it returned to its original state, or would you want a building usable by the city of Corpus Christi?
Yeah, so I don't see those as necessarily separate. I think that you can be both at the same time. I think it can be useful while still maintaining kind of the architectural design of the original building. And, you know, there was again talk about trying to perhaps turn it into a hotel. I don't know. I haven't heard anything more recently about that. I think that once we get closer to 2028, we'll start to hear more discussion about this again. First of all, because that deadline will pass for the THC, the Texas Historical Commission, but also by that point, we think the New Harbor Bridge will be finished. And once the New Harbor Bridge is open to traffic, the Old Harbor Bridge is going to come down. And right now, I think the close proximity of that 1914 courthouse to the Old Harbor Bridge is holding down or depressing the value of that property there. So I think that it's good. The value of that property is going to go up. And so I think you may see some developers start to reconsider that. I'd like to see them utilize that existing structure, but I don't know if that's the majority view in the community here.
What would you say was the courthouse's biggest contribution to the Coastal Bend?
That's a good question. I don't know if I have a good answer. Based on what I know, which is kind of limited, maybe that 1919 hurricane. The fact that so many people survived the hurricane because of that courthouse, being in the courthouse when it hit. And it provided a place, you know, because it was, what, 4 or 5 stories high, it provided high ground for them to go to avoid the storm surge. And because the building was so sturdily built, the storm surge didn't budge it.
Ending this with some scary facts about the courthouse. In December 1966, it is said a 5-year-old girl fell through the roof of the courthouse. Do you know anything about this
situation?
I do not. I haven't heard anything about that.
That's a trip through the life of one of the oldest buildings in Corpus. Hopefully, the completion of the bridge project helps breathe new life into the 1914 Nueces County Courthouse.